Good afternoon. Sorry for my dress today. We had a outside service in the morning, a Japanese service. We had a service down by the riverside. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Why don't you have the service outside? Today, I'd like to continue preach from Proverbs. Actually, this is my third time. And the title is Fool. Fool, wow, what a title is. Proverbs dealing with many themes, such as wisdom and fool, work, laziness, friend, family, relationship, word, like a conversation, and temptation, especially woman, and sometimes money, and life and death. Of course, other small themes too. Last time I preached from chapter 2, the theme was wisdom. And of course, the wisdom is the main theme of the Proverbs. So you can find many sayings about wisdom. But today I'd like to show how the Proverbs dealing with foolishness, fools. So there are many fools, over 100 times. You can find fool, fools, foolish. And especially I'd like to open chapter 14. Of course, this is not the only part of the Proverbs dealing with fools, but there are many verbs in this section dealing with related with the fool's foolishness, so I choose this verse. Let me read verse 1 to 16. I announced on the message, I said 1 to 14, but I agreed to 16. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. He whose walk is upright fears the Lord, but he whose ways are devious despises him. A fool's talk brings a rod to his back, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. A truthful witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Verse 9. Fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and joy may end in grief. The faceless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good man rewarded for his. A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. That's all. I picked some verbs related to fool. First, verse 7 said, "Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips." Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. But it's hard to discern how to realize who is fool or who is not fool. It's hard. But the Proverbs advise that if you find someone who is not interested in wisdom, he's not eager to find the wisdom, and if it looks like fool, you know. In the Proverbs, fool means it's not good at school. It's not related to the school. Yeah. Even some high educated people could be fool. Yeah. So education is not related to foolishness in the Proverbs set. If despised wisdom, he is fool. Like 1:7 said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Fool despise wisdom and discipline. Which means some high educated people could be fool because they think, "I'm educated. I know everything. I graduated from good school, good university, or grad school. You know, I know many things." So could be fool. The Bible said, "Fool despise wisdom." So the people who do not think they has to be trained, has to be discipline, has to be, it has to know, get the wisdom from God, they could be fooled. I know these kind of people, because I graduated from grad school 3 times. I got PhD, I have 3 master's degrees. It doesn't look like so. But I know that. They could be, the people are easy to be arrogant because of their education. But the person with wisdom, part of the proverb said, they know they are fool. You know, this is kind of like a trick. You know, those who think they are fool, they have wisdom. Those who they have wisdom, and they think they do not know, they do not need the full wisdom, they are fool. So fool despise wisdom. And verse 1 said, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down." The fools destroy their lives, not even house or homes. Today's English Bible said, "Homes are made by the wisdom of woman, but are destroyed by foolishness." It's not only woman, men too. You know, Proverbs 1:32, today's English version said, "Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern." The foolish people, cannot build their own lives, cannot control their lives, their house, their jobs. So finally, they destroy their lives. And verse 3 said, a fool's talk brings a rod to his back, but the lips of wise protect them. Today's English Bible version said, proud fools talk too much. The words of the wise protect them. Wow. We should be quiet. Proud fools talk too much. The words of the wise protect them. The fools, they mistake with the words, mistake with the lips, the tongues. But the wise people, on the contrary, protect with their words because they think what they're saying. The fools do not think what they're saying. Verse 10:8 said, wise in heart accept commands, but the chattering fool comes to ruin. Wow. And 10:14, NLT is a living translation. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the bubbling of a fool invites trouble. Be careful your lips, what you're saying. Verse 14:8 said, the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Wow, what the folly of fools, deception means. Living Translation says, the wise look ahead to see what is coming, but fools deceive themselves. I like this translation. The wise look ahead to see what is coming, but fools deceive themselves. Fools do not care what is coming. They do not think about future. So they deceive themselves. What do you understand what they're saying? You know, they said, okay, you know, we don't need to think too much. We can waste money. We can do whatever we do today. You know, so they do not be sincere for themselves. So they deceive themselves. But the wise look ahead to see what is coming. The wise people have to think the future, what is coming, and think and be prepared. That's the difference between wise and fool. 12:15 said, the way of a fool seems right to them, but a wise man listens to advice. I like this very much. The way of fools seems right to him. Be careful. Way of fools seems right to him. Fool think, this is the way. This is the choose high way, and this is good. And don't listen to the advice. But the wise man listens to advice. Be wise, men, or be wise women. Listen to advice. Listen to your friends, your spouse, your family, your pastors. Do I choose the right thing? Ask God. I know these kind of people too. You know, they are so stubborn, you know, and they think I'm right. You know, I don't want to hear anything. This is the way. And some Christians too. You know, they said, God said so. What? So, did you ask the advice, the others, elders, friends, and pastors? No. God said so. I heard the voice of God. Maybe one of million could happen. But usually they think what they think they you know is God's voice. And why God give us the friends and elders and pastors and families? That is to listen to the advice. And I know many people, once they say, this is what God said, so. And going that way, and couple, and, you know, and fail, and said, well, this is not the will of God. No, you said this, is the will of God. No, I changed the way. This is the fool way, foolish way. So the way of fools seems right to him, but wise men listen to advice. Wisdom of prudent is to give thought to their ways. But the folly of fool is deception. Wow, it's good. In verse 9, fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Amends. This is my first time to see this word, amends. Do you know what the amends mean? Today's English version said, foolish people don't care if they sin. This is understandable for me. But good people want to be forgiven. Foolish people don't care if they sin. Fool don't care sins. Don't care about sin or not. You know, what don't care about what God think about what we are doing. We have to be careful what God think, what God judge what we are doing. Sometimes it's sin. But we have to be careful. We have to be vulnerable. We have to be sensible if it's sin or not. And if it's sin, we have to repent and we have to change the way. The foolish people don't care if they sin. But good people want to be forgiven. So don't be fooled. And finally, 14:16 says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but the fool is hot-headed and reckless. Hot-headed and reckless. Hot-headed? What do you mean hot-headed? Like, boil, you know, hot-headed. Getting angry. Easy, you know, and reckless. Fool is hot-headed. And 12:16 said, a fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. Living Translation said, a fool is quick-tempered. Easy. A fool is quick-tempered. Anybody quick-tempered? Okay, you're okay. Maybe if Kevin, Pastor Kevin, said he's here, I ask anybody quick-tempered, maybe he raises his hand. He says, Americans are quick-tempered. A wise person stays calm when insulted. Who's this? Who's the wisest man? Jesus, right? When he was insulted on the cross, he never said anything. He was silent because he's a wise man. But the fool is quick-tempered. So if you get angry, you get mad, you hot-headed, remember this word. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. Okay? And 23 said, It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Every fool is quick to quarrel. Are you okay? Okay? You are not quick to quarrel? You do? Think about that. Yeah. Be wise, not be fool. And beside this saying about fool, I'd like to introduce other some good sayings in this chapter I read, and I'd like to finish. I like verse 4. I like verse 4 very much. Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty. But from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. Do you understand what they mean? Of course, we need something complicated, you know, like children. Children are sometimes, so mendokusai. You know, I have to take care, cost money, time. But because of the children, we have happiness, we have joy from the children. You know, sometimes friends. You know, it's sometimes hard to keep the relationship with friends. We need time. But because we have friends, we are sometimes encouraged. We have happy time. You know, something it takes a lot to take care. But something a lot to take care from that thing, we have some advance, you know, our merit. So I like this verse 4. So whenever I feel, wow, it's too much for me. Why I have to do this? Or I don't want to take care of that guy. But I remember this verse. Yeah. With that ox, manger is empty. But from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. Mm. I like it very much. And also, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. This is especially this country, Japan. They think the governors, they think this is the right way. This is the way, and it's right to the people. But this country doesn't go to the God's gate. Going to lead to death. Very sad. And also I like verse 13 too. Even in laughter, the heart may ache. Even in laughter, the heart may ache. Wow. It's a deep word. You know, your friends looks okay and it looks happy, but maybe he or she has ache in her heart. You know, we have to be careful. And joy may end in grief. Even with joy, end in grief. Could not last long. And all these proverbs, these proverbs I'd like to I showed today about fool, despise wisdom, destroy their lives, play with lips, deceive themselves, don't care sins, can't control temper. These are the teacher of what we should not be, right? That's why we study about foolishness and fool. It's easy, you know, it's hard to be like wise. Of course, we have to learn about wise wisdom. But for me, study about fool is easy to understand and easy to be wise. Because if we learn about fools, we should not be fool, you know. We should control temper. We have care of our sins. We should not deceive ourselves. We be careful of our lips. And we should not destroy our soul. We have to build our lives. And we have to respect wisdom. So we can become a little bit wisdom, learning about foolishness. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. This afternoon, we'd like to share the teaching from the Proverbs. Lord, we want to be men of wisdom. We do not want to be fool. But sometimes, if we do not be careful, we are easily to become fool. So let us read and study more about Proverbs and help us not to be fool. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.